Hey, I've got a free view of the lost Zane recordings from my time at 107.3 WBBL. Oh, what a time we had. We pick it up. Ben has joined the show as a producer. He doesn't say much. So it's still Julius and I in the main studio and Ben producing. Enjoy the free view of the lost Zane recordings.
You know the drill. If anybody asks who you listen to today, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
Saying hi to the folks from Sherry's Berries who signed on with the show. If you want berries for the holidays, berries.com. I'll tell you about a deal where you can save money. Just an amazing thing. It's a big deal when they show up. You ever had Sherry's Berries?
Yes, they're amazing.
Yes, they really are. And when they come to our house, eyes light up. My gosh. And the dozen or so that we get, they're gone in about 2 minutes. Tis the season of sharing, and Sherry's Berries wants to make the holidays special for you. Freshly dipped strawberries from the legends, Sherry's Berries. $24.99. You just go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, and you enter my code, the ball. You can cash in on the freshly dipped strawberries, starting at just $24.99, or doubling the berries for just 10 mucks. Mucks is not a form of currency, however, bucks are. The ball is what you enter when you go to berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in the ball. Sherry's Berries has something for everyone and every taste. Berries.com. Click on the microphone and type in the ball and order them today. Those walking in the hallway and Tony Gates. See him from LAV. Hey, Zane, how are you, buddy? Hey, Tony. You know you can still rock in America, baby. I go, I know, Tony, I know that. You know why? He goes, yeah, I know why, baby. Because Night Ranger's coming to town doing a show with Rat, baby. I go, I know, I've heard that. It's going to be great. I mean, one of those nostalgia shows is always fun. You're damn right, baby. All the music and energy and passion from Night Ranger on 97 LAV. He didn't really hit the post, but you could hear it blaring out of their studio.
And so, I think they were giving some away.
That's right, baby. Giving away tickets, Ella. See Night Ranger and Rat. You know you can still rock in America, baby. Now, this is right up my alley. I would love this. So not only do I want to call the show, but what's funny is whenever you go to, like, the publicity photos for bands like Night Ranger and the band that they're appearing with, Rat, you know something's up. Because it's become a little murky as to who is who. So if you look at it, you know something's up when the band that was super popular in like 82, you see the average age of the band is like 21. So you get like one, and then they kind of try to take the one grizzled guy who's like, you know, of age, and he's like, you know, got sunglasses on, his hair is kind of, is got like makeup, is airbrushed. And they're trying to capture the essence of the band. But still, it looks like everybody's fresh face and it hasn't even had a zit. You remember this one, Sister Christian? This is their
ballad.
I'm not a big
Night Ranger guy.
Oh, my God.
I'll be honest. I think they're meh.
This one in anthem rock, really, it's kind of like really soft.
Anthem rock.
Yeah, and so it's really soft, but then it builds to this amazing crescendo. Here we go. Louder. Get the wall of sound. Here we go. Everybody sing it along in your car. Here we go.
What's your price for flying?
My God. One night only. Night Ranger. Because you can still rock in America. The average age of the band is 23. They're getting younger. The Fountain of Youth of Night Ranger, one night only. Because you can still rock in America. Tony Gates from LAV says this.
They're great, baby.
One night. Night Ranger and Rat.
See, I don't know much about Rat either.
Rat is was gigantic as well, with some big hits in the early 1980s, early to mid 1980s, featuring Stephen Piercy. He is now dead. I think he is. Stephen, can you look it up? Rat's lead singer, Stephen Piercy, see if he kicked the bucket. Lead singer's dead, but we've replaced him with a 25-year-old man.
Stephen Piercy?
Is he dead?
No.
He's not. Stephen Piercy's not dead.
He looks like he could be.
You may. It's the return tour. It's the I'm Not Dead tour. Rat. Fully alive. Not dead. One night only. Hear all the hits, including this one. Live. Not dead. Ooh.
You know it's bad when they have a separate Wikipedia page for their former members.
Do they? Is he still in the band then?
Stephen Piercy?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He just rejoined them.
Okay. I knew he left.
I don't like this. I really don't.
Is it the vibe? Is it hairband vibe?
Yeah,
this is pure hair.
I don't like hairband.
Okay.
Like anything to do with hairband.
Well, you will see it. If you want to go, LAV's got, like, they're giving away tickets every 5 minutes.
They got tickets coming out of every orifice.
That's right, baby. We're going to. I just pooped a couple of rat tickets. So we posted a Facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page. Something you need to see. It is the first ever captured zombie hooker. Now, I'm not kidding. In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, we have a magazine like this here in Grand Rapids called, like, Busted. And before Elliot's closes, you need to go over there and get a copy of it. You can get it anywhere, but Elliot's...
Are they closing?
Yeah, Elliot's is closing.
It's really?
Shocker. So that means there's literally only one business in there. And it's my former radio station. There's, like, that's a gigantic building. And there's no one in it. They've actually started to take the building apart. Have you seen
it? Yeah,
this?
Yeah, yeah.
They're taking it apart.
Cool.
And going back to the way it looked, and they've got, like, the radio station basically are squatters at this point. But Elliot's is closing, and you could go get a copy of Busted, where you can see all the area Johns, drug dealers, and hookers. They do the same thing in Myrtle Beach, and a prostitution ring was busted, and they posted all of the mugshots. Now, as far as prostitution rings go, I would say everybody here looks about what you would suspect. And they look to be quite upset because they're in jail.
The dude in the black dude in the middle looks so sad.
Yeah.
All my wife's going
to
kill me.
They're probably having a feeling of a low point where they might actually come to grips with, boy, how has life gotten away from me so badly? And the various prostitutes, and then one. In particular, is really causing people to go ape-ass. She's in the lower left, and you can see it at facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page, and I tweeted out the link. Appears to be suffering from the type of effects of meth use that would cause your face to fall off. So she's been picking at her face, and there's numerous pox and marks, not unlike if a walker tried to bite you in Walking Dead. Oh. And then this vacant look and what appears to be only one intact eye.
And even that eye is a little bit crazy.
That left eye is relatively blue, I guess, or clear. I mean, light in color. The right one, it looks like a Marilyn Manson seeping goop eye.
Oh.
It's the only way to describe it.
I'm going to assume that she doesn't have those contacts in there.
Yeah, I think someone bit her. in the actual eye, and then the eye died somehow.
She was bleeped silly.
It got so bad in one of her sessions that her eye fell out is the only thing we can assume. You need to see it. I mean, you really do. There's a lot of things you should do today. Thank Jesus for life. Tell your family that you love them. And see the zombie hooker. These are all things you need to do today. Maybe some Christmas shopping in there. Go see a film at Celebration. But do look at the zombie hooker.
Look her in the eye.
Look her in the eye is right. Man, absolutely ridiculous. Facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page, and we tweeted it out. Coming up in just a few short minutes at 7:38, it's time to play another game. That's right. We need five of you for the world-famous Name That Movie Character game. We'll get five of you on the line, chance to win the coveted Celebration Cinema movie passes. Do you want to throw in the basketball tickets with that, too? Or should we wait on that? We can come back to that.
Yeah, let's come back to
that. In case we need to fill in the blanks on a bid, we can do something else.
If a bit's dying, we can...
If a bit's dying, we can always go, 5 and 10! 5 and 10 challenge, this bit sucks, 5 and 10. 800-785-1073 to get in for Name That Movie Character. A chance for you to win passes to Celebration Cinema and have some fun with us on the radio. We need five of you to go at it. If you've already played, give somebody else a chance, please. Ladies to the front of the line. Of course, we're looking for a member of the BBC, the Big Black Caucus, to play. It's been a while since we've had someone from the BBC on the show. 800-785-1073. We'll do that coming up at 7:38. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 1073 WBBL.
Hey, thanks for listening. The full show is available on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. $5 or $10 a month. Try it out for 1 month. See if you like it. If not, then you're out. $5 or $10. No big deal. But if you really like it, you can let it ride each month. And that makes me and Pooh Bear very, very happy. And, you can also convert to a yearly if you want and save 10%. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.